Yo, what's up? If you're not living under a rock currently, then you know about the whole Jada and Will incident, which involved August Alsina, where she decided to have an entanglement with a young guy, and it has just blown up on, you know, the interwebs, and guys are going crazy over this. It's like the latest thing that, you know, just happened, and it's kind of divided the attention from the whole corona thing. I rarely want to talk about such things because, you know, this is a relationship between two people and you should never come in between, because mambo watu wawili ni ngumu, and if you ever find yourself in between, you will be left out there looking stupid. But they are not the topic of my discussion today. The topic is that one guy who came in between. That's what she said. August Alsina. And it's only because he dropped the ball, man. The boy fumbled. Man. So yeah, today our topic is about the side guy. The side nigga. You know? The one who's behind the scenes doing them things. Yeah, so welcome back to the Musidio Show. This is episode 3 of season 2. Thank you so much for sticking with me. And, you know, just gonna dive right in, man. So the whole thing about today's episode is the whole, you know, if you happen to be a side guy, if you ever play that position, then there are a few things that you have to know, man. You just don't, this is not something you go into blindly, because you'll fumble just like the boy did. And it happens. If you watch his interview with Angela Yee, you see how he was quite vulnerable while talking about some things. Even when he talked about the relationship, he was quite respectful about it and everything, which is a good thing on his part. But still doesn't negate the fact that the boy did stumble. So now, today's episode is about, you know, a few things you need to know as a side guy, you know, for you to kind of have that thing going for as long as you want it to go, or as long as she wants it to keep going. So, you know, a side guy normally comes about when the main guy fumbles, when he's just, you know, slipping up, he's not playing his part. And you know, women love attention. Women love, you know, being what do you call, praised, and just being put on some kind of quote unquote pedestal. No, in a kind of way that, you know, the worship. But it's a kind of a thin line. But yeah, they do love it. Do love attention and all that. And when they're not getting it from the right person, and when I say the right person, I mean the person they're in a committed relationship with. And it has to be exclusive as well. If it's an open one, then doesn't really matter. But the one that it's an exclusive relationship, then they definitely have to feel like, yo, you have to play some parts, you know. And one of the things is, you know, just being there for them emotionally, physically, you know, all that kind of stuff. Just being there. Yeah. So as a side nigga, one of the first things you need to know is you need to look pretty and you shut the fuck up. Hey, so when I say look pretty and shut the fuck up, basically what I'm trying to say is she chose you for a reason. You're probably not the best looking guy out there, you know. That's probably left to her main guy. But now that you've been chosen to represent from the other side, shout out to Adele. Yeah, if you've been chosen, then it means you have to look pretty and shut the fuck up. So by this, all I'm saying is you're not supposed to be vocal about some things. If she comes to you crying and she's like, oh man, let me say a fictional character, let's say like Mark. Yo, Mark was acting up today, and I feel like I just need someone to talk to, you know, to kind of take my mind away from him. Be there. Just listen. Don't ask questions. Dude, stop it. Stop that shit. Don't ask questions. Just sit there, look pretty, be quiet, and just listen. Yeah, that's all you have to do. All that other, you know, back and forth kind of talk, that's for the main guy. So and you're not. So yeah, play your part proper. And remember another thing, then that's pretty much saying you're the behind the scenes guy. You're never like your part, like I said. it sounds very fucked up, but for real, you are the behind the scenes guy. You're never supposed to be at the forefront of anything. Listen, so when it gets to a point, like I said, most of the times as a side guy, you're the one who's chosen. You know, it rarely comes from a point where you're the one who goes and looks for the lady. Because, you know, as dudes, we approach women and we always go like, yo, so can I take you out? Or one of the first questions is, are you seeing someone? If so, then we have this obligation to either fall back or let you decide. You know, at some point, then the lady can decide, like, yo, yeah, I'm seeing someone, but it's not that serious. Haha, that's it. That's, you know, that's like an invite. Green light, go, you get it. What? So now, as a behind the scenes guy, if you actually get to a point where you do take her out, you know, be it a restaurant, an open air gig, whatever it is, never want to be the guy at the forefront. You know, like being her pictures, or she introduces you to her friends and all that kind of mess. Nah, be behind the scenes. Yes, you're present with her at the time, but don't be all scrambling to take pictures and to have memories and all that. Play your part, my friend. Play your part and play it proper. So being behind the scenes, it means is just do whatever you need to do. But don't want all that applause and, you know, being, nah. Fall back. Fall the fuck back. Yay. Yo, another thing you need to know as a side guy. You should never meet the main guy under any fucking circumstances. Some people are dodgy. Some people are pretty shitty people. And they happen to, you know, they probably, like, they hit on their neighbors, you know, people who live in the same apartments, which is weird as fuck, because if you happen to live in the same apartments with a certain woman, and if she doesn't live with her significant other, most likely this significant other pays her a visit, you know, at certain times, or whatever, whenever he feels like, because, I mean, that's the significant other. So if you're that kind of dirtbag who would go for a chick that you've seen in that kind of situation, and after you've asked her if she's exclusive and she says yes and you still pursue, then you're a dirtbag. And if you're the kind of chick who gets pursued by such a guy and you don't see any fault with him and you still go for it, then you're a dirtbag. Yes. So if you do find yourself in such a situation where the chick is in a relationship of sorts, then don't, you know, never meet that guy, because with dudes, we're cut differently. Like, you can end up becoming a friend to this dude, and once you're friends, then that just F's everything up, because now you can't really look this guy in the face and you're busy with this woman, you know, that's just crazy. So yeah, never ever meet the guy, because you might just find he's a very stand-up guy. He just messed up one part, or he just has this kind of personality which is a winning person. He's a dude's dude, you know, Joe? The guy, yeah. So you guys click, and then you realize, man, fuck, what am I doing, bro? I'm actually effing up something that's, man. So yeah, never ever meet the main guy. That's very fucked up, man. Yeah. Another thing, dude, never buy her gifts. Don't do that shit. Gifts are kind of a sign of affection, appreciation, that kind of thing, you know. And it, depending on what kind of gift it is, then you kind of feel obliged to, or she will feel obliged to, like, let's say if it's a necklace, she'll feel obliged to wear it at certain times. If it's an item of clothing, she'll probably wear it from time to time. you know, and she might feel pressure to reciprocate. And that's where things can get very messy, get super duper messy. Because think of yourself in the shoes of the main guy. If she comes back home with like this dope looking necklace and you're like, yo, I've never seen this before, where did this come from? She's like, nah, a friend of mine gave it to me. Like, ah, cool, that's really dope. But then get to find out, it's another dude. What the fuck are we doing? Yeah, so as a side guy, do not get her gifts. I'll just bring up this whole roller coaster, which is just like, you know, it'll be a proper shit show, basically. That's what I'm trying to say. Proper shit show. So do not get her any fucking gifts, man. Keep all that shit for the main guy. That's not your part to play, man. Never, ever. And following with that, another thing, never appear for the big days, man. Don't do that shit to yourself. Don't. The big days are reserved for her fucking main guy. You as a side guy, like I said, you're the behind the scenes guy. Never be there at the forefront of, you know, like her birthdays, her graduation, I don't know, something, whatever it is. If it's a big day for her, don't show up. Those are days which are reserved for her fucking main guy. Why? Because her family might be there. And since they don't know who the fuck you are, what the hell would you be doing there, man? You know? So as a side guy, don't go for the big days. She might holler at you like a day before, a day later, 3 days, a week, whatever it is later. You might just celebrate it in a different kind of way. However you guys prefer. But my guy, don't show up for the main. Nah, those are reserved, like I said, those are reserved for the main guy. You are not to be involved in any kind of way with such things, man. That is not for you. Not at all. Yo, and another thing, as a side guy, always make sure you're available when she calls. You know, she's already fucking up, so why the fuck would you not be available? You know, you already know what you're in for. So if she hollers, show the fuck up. Don't be like, I don't think I can make it today. If it's legit, then, you know, it is legit. And you're not supposed to feel guilty in any kind of way for cancellation. It is what it is. But if she hollers at you, my guy, make sure you show up. That's the only thing you're needed for. Just show up, do whatever it is that needs to be done, and, you know, leave at your own convenience. But don't also be flaky as a side guy. As a side guy, you're not supposed to be flaky. Because the reason why she calls on you from time to time is the fact that a main guy is probably this very busy person who can't show up for everything. So when she calls on you, bruh, drop everything you're doing, show up. But also, play it very safe. Yeah, when you show up, don't also like put all your cards on the table. Nah, bro. You just have to, like, you know, remember your place. Always remember your fucking place. Like I said, that should be like item number one, man. Always remember your fucking place. You are the side. You're not the main. You are not the main. You're the side. So always remember your fucking place. And, you know, if you keep it like that, then, yeah, everything will pretty much be safe. Last thing that I want to talk about when it comes to being a side guy is always have your finger on the eject button. Always. You get what? I can't even stress the importance of that, you get. Because, listen, it's a very thin line that you're walking, you know. You're already the side guy. There's a main guy. He fucks up in some kind of way. It becomes this kind of place where it seems like it's pretty much irreversible. Now, fictional name, Brenda feels like, you know what? Nah, I'm gonna chill with this guy because how I'm feeling. What did I say? Mark is not doing a good job, so I'd rather chill with Vince. Vince is always there. He's good in the sack. He is attentive. You know, pretty much doing the things that Mark doesn't do per se. So now she might just get that small, slight confusion in her head and think that, you know, you're the best viable candidate after Mark. Hell no, bro. Put the finger on the eject button. Once you see this thing starting to look a bit fishy, you know, she started looking a bit like she might just want to settle down, bro. Exit, eject, get away. Don't look back. Do not look back. Yeah. So, like, these things happen, man, and it's nothing new. It's been happening for the longest time ever. So my thing about it is, you know, mostly I speak from experience. I would never mention anyone's name because, like I said, most of the people that I've ever been involved with are in other forms of relationships and they're entangled in their own kind of things. Haha! Yep, I had to use the word entangle. It's an entanglement. That was funny. Yeah, so I'd never mention anyone's name. Always protect the culture. Yeah, so I always try to talk about things that I've actually gone through. So yeah, I've been a side guy a few times and I've fumbled, and sometimes I've held it down, but it's a very prestigious place to be, but also it's a very thin line to play, and it's quite intricate. If you have one small misstep, you can really get yourself into a lot of trouble. But if you play it right, mostly if you use the rules that you've heard me saying right now, yo, might just have a very, very good experience. But I do not encourage cheating in relationships. I do not encourage walking out of relationships. If you have problems with your partner, please find a way of talking to each other and being amicable about it. And if you find there's no resolution, you can always call it quits before you move on to other people, because you can risk spreading diseases and all kind of fucking shit. I just lacked a better word to say. Yeah, so just try to keep it together. If it can't work, then you just move and try to keep it as amicable as possible, because you never know. People meet up 5-10 years later and things are just different. So yeah, with that being said, Sansana for listening. Hope you're having a good time. I hope you're taking care of yourself and you're sanitizing as much as you can, washing your ass, keeping safe, keeping sane. And remember, if you need to leave the house, wear a fucking mask. Yay. Try to keep your sanity. That is it from me. Thank you so much for sticking with me and listening to the show. More episodes coming. I'm sorry, I keep slacking too much, but I'll try, for lack of a better phrase, pull up my socks and give you more episodes. Sansana, have a good one. Bye-bye.